Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place, inspired by the Almighty, but put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to our problems. We don't believe in a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but we absolutely do believe in a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We were not live yesterday. I had some emergency meetings that took place. However, Monday's recap starts now. 2 days ago, here's what we were talking about. The BSA, the Boy Scouts of America, ends ban on gay adults. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints decides, hey, they want to reevaluate their longtime association, says KSL Radio. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reevaluating the scouting program. Are they going to back the gays and lesbians in the Boy Scouts? Or is the church going to leave the Boy Scouts? I don't know. Time will tell. I will give you one interesting statistic, though, that might help you understand the gravity of the discussions. Number one, the Boy Scouts of America had this time scheduled for the vote. And the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints normally take July off. That's just their normal time to regroup, spend time with their families, do their family vacations, etc., etc. So church leaders do not meet in July. And so the church said to the Boy Scouts, will you please wait until we're back? Can you reschedule the vote, you know, for August or whatever? The Boy Scouts ignored the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and had the vote anyway. Now the members, the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, members of the Boy Scout board, all voted no, not to lift the ban on gay adults in the military, or in the Boy Scouts. Anyway, the point is the Boy Scouts totally ignored the LDS Church. Now, there's about 2.6 million Scouts from what I understand. About 430,000 of them are chartered by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the Mormons, the LDS. That's a significant number of Scouts to just ignore and not have the humility or the appropriateness to reschedule the vote. That's number one. Number two, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a worldwide church, and about, I don't know the exact number, but almost 50% of the membership in the church do not have access to the Boy Scout programs. So the church is saying globally, look, we might want to start our own programs because then we could get everybody in our organization. In other words, you got about 430,000 Scouts. If you doubled that, you'd almost have a million Scouts or a million participants in the new program, globally speaking. So the reevaluation will come. I don't speak for the church. I don't know what they're going to do. But I'm just telling you the stage is set for the church, very likely either now or maybe even at a later date, don't know, but to sever ties eventually as the Boy Scouts continue to morally spiral downwards. In their Scout oath, it says to be morally straight. Right? The gay and lesbian agenda would directly, unequivocally conflict with that. So there you have it. Kurt asked a simple question. Sam launched into a monologue on the evils of sinister agendas on Monday. And Kurt was saying, hey, Sam, what do you think about this gay and lesbian agenda? And I said, look, they're not just looking for equality. If they were, we could settle this. We could balance their views and our views. And even though we can agree to disagree, we could take care of everybody and protect people's rights of conscience, etc. We could do that. But that's not what they're after. And Joseph Farah just released a new updated column where he talks all about this, too. And he says, hey, the gay and lesbian agenda, they're not stopping at equality. They're pushing hard. You got big wig corporations now backing the gay and lesbian agenda, granting special rights for them now. And that's what I've told you all along. They're not happy with equality. Now, the average Joe that's a gay or a lesbian person, they're not evil. They may be your neighbor. They may be your friend. They may be your family member, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, whatever. I'm not saying they're horrible people. I personally believe they're making a lifestyle choice that is a sin. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. But nevertheless, we ought to treat them with kindness and dignity and treat them as a son or daughter of God, as they truly are. Nevertheless, I don't grant or push for special rights for them or believe they should have special rights. That's kind of the debate here. Anyway, the battle's on. And the average Joe that's your neighbor is not your enemy. They're nice people, even if they don't choose the right choice, in my humble opinion. Nevertheless, the leadership in the gay and lesbian agenda, the small leadership, it's kind of like government conspiracies. You know what? Your neighbor that works for the FBI is not your enemy. They're not involved in some conspiracy. I seriously doubt that they are, okay? But at high levels of government, there are rogue elements that are causing serious problems. It's kind of like that. And so Sam goes off on the sinister agenda idea that, you know what, the gay and lesbians don't want what you think they want. You think they just want equality to be married and to have rights and protect. No, they want special privilege. And write it down. Remember who told you first. They will eventually push for sex education curriculum that says gay and lesbian lifestyles are preferable to the irresponsible breeding lifestyles of the heterosexuals. Write it down. Remember who told you. And they will say that the breeding lifestyles is bad because there's not enough room and food and et cetera on the planet, that we're creating environmental catastrophes by having too many babies, et cetera, et cetera. They'll call good evil and evil good. Just trust me. The Oklahoma Supreme Court Ten Commandments monument at the Capitol must go. We talked about that as well. See, assaults on traditional marriage, assaults on the Boy Scouts, assaults on the Ten Commandments everywhere. A video shows Hillary Clinton boarding a private jet just hours after launching a, quote, global warming push. She was using a French aircraft that burns about 347 gallons of fuel every hour. 347 gallons of fuel every hour. Okay, but again, Hillary believes it's for us, not for her. In fact, she's basically appointed by the cosmos or by Mother Earth to save us from ourselves, see? That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live 2 days ago. How relevant is it now, huh? Second hour on Monday. A more, quote, family-friendly minimum wage. Kansas City has now joined the ranks of cities and states that are pushing for raising the local minimum wage. So there you have that. Listener TZ chimes in and says, hey, man, what's the carbon footprint if we're going to talk about the environment of Jade Helm or our overseas military personnel being the world's cops everywhere, huh? He's right. It's mammoth. It's behemoth. U.S. Marshals raid Sheriff Joe's office. Yeah. Believe it or not, the judge ordered seizure of records, hard drives, in racial, quote, profiling case. It's interesting to me how, you know what? Joe Arpaio is innocent until proven guilty. Nevertheless, they say, hey, yeah, the profiling case. It's a debate. I know some judges said that Joe Arpaio did racially profile. Time will tell what happens there. Joe battling Barack. I kind of mentioned that I'm not convinced that Joe and Trump and all these guys are genuine. They could link arms and take on the Barack Hussein administration. I mean, Richard Mack took on the Clinton administration back in the day and won over the Brady Bill. So, you know, it can be done, folks. But it's interesting. I don't really hear a lot about Joe and the Donald and several other people working together that could work together. I just don't really see the collaboration that I'd like to see there. Donald Trump is snagged in the middle of the birth certificate war, WorldNet Daily says. See, that's what I mean, though. I don't think so. Sure, they might beat up Donald over that, but where's Donald taking off the gloves and funding Joe Arpaio's cold case posse? Where's the Donald funding Joe Arpaio's defense against the unsubstantiated claims and the violent raids of Joe Arpaio's offices, huh? Where's Larry claiming a judicial watch suing on behalf of Joe Arpaio using Donald Trump's money as the ability to get it done? See, where's the collaboration that we could use if these guys are really all on the same page as they want us to believe? Election 2016, the question is, could Trump win, do you think, huh? I don't believe so. Many are saying that he will self-destruct. Time will tell, huh? Pat Buchanan predicts that Donald Trump will be part of the Final Four 6 months from now. Do you believe Pat Buchanan? I do. Trump's got a lot of money. And the Republicans have a, I don't know what you want to call it, useful idiot status for Trump. That's my humble opinion. Student blows $90,000 college fund on trips, shopping, etc., and she blames her parents. Yeah. Now, Camille Paglia says how Bill Clinton is like Bill. You know, the two Bills, both of them alleged to be rapists. One gets a get-out-of-jail-free card, Bill Clinton. The other one, Bill Cosby, gets the slaughter. I've been mentioning that dichotomy forever, huh?
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
In this half hour, Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. As Joyce Riley, our partner, wisely says, do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Check it out. All right, we've heard about the internet being beamed from the sky via balloons via Google for quite some time. Now it turns out Sri Lanka is teaming up with Google for internet balloons. That's a scary scenario to have Google in the sky monitoring everything you do. You thought these drive-by Google vehicles were an issue. Just imagine the eye in the sky, baby, huh? All right, looks like the news business has wind in its sails. Everybody's saying the news business is coming back, and my response is that all depends on what you're reporting, ladies and gentlemen. Places like DrudgeReport.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, Blacklisted News, you know, Drudge Report, The Blaze, Russia Today. There's no doubt a lot of those sites are doing really well because they're like new media stuff, right? They report the truth. Sure, they may have their own little views here or there or whatever, but they do a good job. Yesteryear, groups are failing left and right, but they're talking about the paper news business. They think papers are coming back too. I don't see it, folks. I just don't see it. Looks like the money trail's live and well for Jeb Bush. I guess he's running around snagging big-time money from Democrats, even. The insiders versus the rest of us, it looks like, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Monday. It's amazing. We can even skip a day of news, and we don't even miss too much, huh? The news we talk about is as relevant 48 hours later as it was when we delivered it. It's amazing. All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now for today. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You're welcome, my friend. The Fed met Kurt, and Fed announces no interest rate hike. You cool with that?
Well, I mean, I'd kind of prefer that they announced that they were disbanding themselves and we were restoring constitutional currency.
That'd be a good idea.
Moving
yeah.
to, you know, but anyway, I guess it's probably one of the least dangerous things they could do.
Maybe. Well, and all what I'm saying is with all the abuse that we're getting, the last thing we need is them to steal more money from us via interest and raise the national debt because of greater interest, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you look at it, I don't really see that interest on dishonest money would be good. Let me just create fake money and deceive you and try to create wealth out of thin air. And then let me abuse you further by creating a persistent, never sleeps, you know, interest rate on top of it. So anytime they can take less money, it's good. In fact, I'd like the interest rate to be reduced to zero.
Yeah, or a negative, you know, where they paid us.
That'd be pretty good, yeah. No, you could just get fake money everywhere. That'd be good. All right, the CIA, speaking of money, ran up $40 billion. No, I guess it's $40 million this time, not billion. Why are we talking about that? It's not even billions.
That's like, yeah.
I mean, million? Who cares? I'm just teasing. $40 million, though. The CIA ran that number up, Kurt, turning out the Senate torture report, new documents show. So it cost them $40 million just to report on the torture. Now, I'm not really sure how you would do that, Kurt. Any idea? How would you spend $40 million on a torture report? All they had to do is call up Sam Bushman and say, "Hey, Sam, is the government torturing people?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, they sure are." And then, I mean, I could probably charge like $5 for that answer or something like that. And then it wouldn't cost $40 million. It'd just be $5.
That's right. Good point.
But it all depends on how you define the word is. I mean, torture, Kurt. Because, look, is waterboarding torture? In my humble opinion, absolutely. Yeah. In their opinion, no, that's not torture, Kurt. See, we've deceived ourselves calling good evil and evil good, and we've taken the moral low ground. I didn't make a mistake in my speech, folks. We've taken the moral low ground, and we pretend it's the high ground, right, Kurt? We pretend that's what it takes to really extract confessions from our potential, you know, international enemy combatant threats. And see, that's the lie here, is that the low ground, abusing people and being unkind and unfair, never benefits you, Kurt. You might get a fake extraction of a confession. You might even get some real data on occasion. But what you're doing is engendering more and more and more hatred as you abuse people. It's always that way. A much better plan to bring enemy combatants or war criminals who are in our custody. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. Better to treat them with kindness, love, and patience and let them know that, you know, we're the good guys. And some of them may be hardened and never crack. Sure. More of them are going to be in the position where they're like, man, I was led to believe that the Americans were super evil. And now that I'm in their control or in their custody, I don't really see that. I think they're the good guys. And the likelihood of choosing the moral high ground and having people change and people see the truth and people want to defect and people want to take our side. Look, truth sets people free, Kurt. And so I just don't see the value in one, torturing like we did in the first place, two, lying about it, and then three, spending $40 million to come out with a report that said, yeah, we tortured people. Which is worse, the torturing or the $40 million rape of the taxpayers, Kurt? Hard to say.
It's torture either way. Yeah.
I hear that. In fact, it's double torture. Mm-hmm. The way it currently is. All right, Rush Limbaugh is speaking out, and we happen to agree with him, Kurt. I know that's a rarity, but hey, we've been agreeing with Rush more and more as he starts to report more of the truth to try to stay relevant. Good for him. But anyway, Limbaugh says, we cry over the death of this Cecil Lion, but shrug off Planned Parenthood. And he's right as rain here. Do you know what this Lion great story point. Is about, Kurt? Is it Cecil Lion?
Yes, I do. Yeah, there was a,
what's a Cecil
know, big
Lion?
New York Times. There's a big New York Times report on it. And what it is it's, I guess
this
it's
dentist
some circles.
Guy.
It's a famous lion that, you know, I guess was in captivity. And, you know, so then people, I guess, that follow this kind of thing had followed this lion for, you know, a number of years. And I guess this dentist that likes to hunt without firearms, by the way, I guess he ended up killing this lion with a crossbow. Anyway, bottom line is they lured the lion, according to the stories that I've seen. They lured the lion out of this kind of protected area, and then the guy shot him and killed him, and now you got this big, hullabaloo about, killing Leo.
Let me just say
Cecil
it this way so
lion.
You understand, Kurt. You ready?
Yeah.
Lions' lives matter, sir.
Yeah, good point. See, yeah. And yet all the, all the little babies that get, aborted, killed, there's not much talk about that, And at least my hat's off to Rush Limbaugh for bringing it up. Yeah,
and, he brings it up, but he also makes it very relevant. In other words, why are they crying over this lion that died? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not really for killing this lion either. But what I'm saying is we're going to ignore Planned Parenthood. We're going to ignore the literally millions of deaths that are racially motivated, for sure. We're going to say Black Lives Matter. We're going to ignore abortion, which is the greatest killer of blacks anywhere. To mention drug overdose being another serious, serious problem. But anyway, and then we're going to run around and say, man, this lion lives matter. But we're not going to talk about babies. See, Rush is right as rain on this. But it's also fascinating to me how are we so serious about this lion, Kurt? Now, is it better that the lion's dead? Let me just ask you if you're an animal activist. Let's say you're like a PETA guy, Kurt, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you want this lion just to live in captivity, Kurt? Or would it be better to put the poor lion out of the misery of being kept in captivity, right?
Yeah, and, this dentist now basically is his office is shut down, he can't really, his website's, gone. All this kind of stuff.
His life is in jeopardy because they're going to kill him because
he was bad, right? Well, that's right, because he killed a lion. So, you got people that are, they're serious about
it. I'm just telling you right now that they're all lying. Lion lives matter. All life matters, folks. Animal life and human life. But to put the animal life on the same plane as human life is psychotic, to say the least. But what? I don't get it. Why are we going to be so mean to this guy? What he did may be wrong. Okay, I get that. But what are we going to do? Add insult to injury? Two wrongs don't make a right, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You could do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, I mentioned to you that yesteryear media is becoming more irrelevant every single day. Well, a lot of the talk show hosts, mainstream speaking, realize this reality. And so, like Rush Limbaugh grabbing a headline, he's right, so I'm going to give him credit. He talks about, hey, we seem to be crying over the death of the Cecil Lion, but shrug off Planned Parenthood. Are we crazy? Rush is right. Lion lives matter, but so do babies' lives, right? All right, well, anyway, so that's Rush Limbaugh trying to be relevant in the news. And the thing is, I want to commend him because he's right. He's pointed out a truth and he deserves credit. At the same time, Kurt, I mentioned to you that like Donald, for Donald Trump, Rubio, a lot of these different candidates, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, you know, all these guys, Joe Arpaio, they'll all mention the truth, Kurt, in talk. That I don't really see follow up and walk. So what's Rush Limbaugh going to do with his literally millions and millions and millions of dollars to expose Planned Parenthood? To call a spade and put the pro-life versus pro-death discussion as clear as a bell in front of the American people. And so he points out an obvious truth and he gets credit for it. But I don't really see, again, where's the collaboration towards real discussion and real change in solutions? I don't see it. Well, Sean Hannity's in the news with the same kind of an idea, Kurt. He needs to garner headlines, too, because he's being rendered irrelevant. So the headline says, Hannity, quote, nine more undercover videos ready to drop on baby part sales. So there's a whole lot more evidence of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, Kurt. And good for Sean Hannity again for bringing this up. He's right as rain. This is a psychotic, satanic, evil what do you want to call it, a baby mill? Trafficking in baby parts, so to speak, by Planned Parenthood and other organizations, all in the abortion mill industry, okay? Sean's right to bring this up, Kurt, but here's the question for Sean and his millions of dollars. Are you going to bust out and team up with, like, Rush Limbaugh then? You guys both have great points on this. Are you teaming together with organizations that are pro-life to really make a solid, sustained push in the media and everywhere else to expose this fraud and call a spade and do something about it? If you are, maybe you want to put a little bit of time in, and maybe Rush Limbaugh should appear on Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman, Kurt, for a pro-life collaboration. What do you think? You in for that? You can get all Sean Hannity on the program with Kurt Cosby.
Sam, all that they really do is report about it, if they do that. by the way. And then they don't really go any further. They don't really move towards solutions. They just get you riled up and worried and concerned and feeling like, hey, the end is near, and that's it. At least,
just imagine if Rush and Sean Hannity got together, Kurt, and they said, we created a $50 million kitty, you know, $25 million each, and it represents, what, maybe a year of salary or something like that? And we're going to put this $25 million each, we got $50 million, and we challenge the Koch brothers to put in another $50. We challenge Donald Trump to put in another $50. We're going to work together, and we're going to have Joe Arpaio's Cold Posse investigative team search into this baby mill part sales scenario. We're going to expose it, and we're going to sue the socks off people, and we would like to urge congressmen and senators, we got a pretty big war chest here, to change the game, to reject Roe versus Wade, and to stand on pro-life. After all, the whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Where's the money where the mouth is scenario? Where's the getting together in collaboration to really create a sustained effort to overturn the liberal, bogus, pro-death media? Where's the real effort? See, and that's the problem, is I just don't see it, Kurt. All right, there's a congressman out there now proposing a new bill, Kurt, that would say, hey, we got to have metal detectors in theaters and malls. What do you think about a bill that would demand metal detectors at theaters and malls? Now, Kurt, if I remember right, back in 2002, was it? When they were pushing for a lot of these bills to create homeland security and all this other stuff, I told you that, you know what, they're pushing for this at airports right now, but you wait, it'll be at football stadiums and malls and theaters, and I told you they were coming with this agenda. Remember that? Kurt, this was literally over 10 years ago now, and I said this was coming. Now they literally are pushing a bill.
It's needed, Sam, or we wouldn't be safe.
I'll tell you what's needed. You need about a 100 million Americans armed to the teeth, and when a thug goes crazy, he gets taken out so fast he can't even blink.
Oh, but Sam, that's logical.
That's absolute pro-life self-defense, baby. That's all it is.
Gun-free zones are the safe place.
Heck no, armed to the teeth zones are where I want to be at. Okay, I want criminals to know, buddy, I'm telling you right now, you even think about pulling out a gun, and you might be dead so fast you won't even get it out of your bag hardly. Not literally, but I'm making a point that, you know what? Let me just give you this example. Let's say that you were going to break into a house, and 99 out of 100 times you got killed for doing it. How many times do you think it would happen, Kurt, going forward? I'm not saying never, but virtually zero. Because everybody would say, even the stupid people, even the mental people, even the evil people would be like,
figure that out.
I don't think I want to do that. I got to find some other way, you know? Okay, that's what I'm talking about wanting. I want such pro-life, pro-self-defense ideas in America that the idea that someone's going to get very far if they even try such a psychotic stunt is like, not happening. So I surely want responsible gun ownership, Kurt, and I certainly want people to be trained. I personally want gun control in the sense that people need to be able to hit what they aim at. I want that.
Yeah.
But I believe that the answer is in the God-given, unalienable right of self-defense here. The answer is not in disarming everybody but the criminals. Okay, and so I don't want a metal detector at a theater or a mall, and the more they put those kind of things in, the less I'll frequent those places, Kurt. I already don't want to go to places that are gun-free zones. Whenever there's an event at, say, a government school, I'm like, are you serious? You really want me to go there? Are you kidding me?
I'm in danger.
Are you kidding me? You really want me just to be completely exposed? Come on. The IRS, Kurt, I guess, used an instant messaging system to circumvent any records. So they used this, quote, messaging system to hide internal communications. So now not only do we have criminal activity by the IRS going on, not only do they target conservative groups and organizations, etc., but they intentionally used an off-the-record / instant messaging system to do their duty deeds or do their dirty deeds. In other words, they not only knew full well, they not only got caught, but then they used a system to circumvent literal normal record keeping. And then when we research the records, they're like, hey, there's nothing here. But now we see, adding insult to injury, even a greater attempt to deceive, to lie, to play game. Again, Donald Trump could say, I got 25 million put in. I want to see heads roll over this thing. politician. Which one of you guys are going to get $1 million to your campaign? Which top 25 politicians are going to get $1 million to your campaign? Or top 50 politicians, they're going to get $500,000 to your campaigns if you go ahead and decide this matters. Lois running around free, Joe Arpaio getting raided. What's going on around here? The Republicans sit by and they're like, golly, Barack's powerful. What? I guess the feds are in the news, Kurt. And they spent $260 million. Is that right? Wow. I guess $2.6 million, Kurt, on a weight loss program for long-haul truckers. Did you see this?
Yes.
What do you think of that? They literally called. So let's say, well, Kurt, you're driving down the road. You're jonesing. You're absolutely jonesing for a heart attack burger. And then all of a sudden, the I don't know if it would be like the weight loss czar or something like that calls up and says, Kurt, listen to me, my friend. Don't do it. No heart attack, Mac, for you, bro. Don't do it. Now, listen, if you pull over to Safeway right down the road from you, about 2 miles ahead of you, there's carrots and bananas in there, my friend. And do the banana turn. Don't do the Mac attack. Kurt, listen to me. Is that what they were doing for $2.6 million?
I guess so, Sam.
Now, how much would I get for telling you the truth? I just told you what to do on the radio. I spared you from getting even fatter, Kurt. How much do I get for that little, you know? I mean, was I persuasive?
$1.7 million, I think.
I should get $1.7. Yeah. Anyway, I just think, what are they, weight loss programs for long-haul truckers? Now, I don't deny that Ace sitting... driving truck for hours at a time, and it's hard when you get some of that food on the road, you know, biscuits and gravy for breakfast with sausage, and then for lunch, a big old Mac down Salisbury steak and taters, and for dinner, you get a bunch of hot wings and, you know, whatever. I get that the food on the road may not be, like, weight loss type food.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Got to drink your soda pop to stay awake all day, too. That ain't helping. I mean, I get all that. But I'm just saying, really, we need the federal government to decide that, hey, we got to create a special Save the Truckers from Their Fatness programs. I'm talking about we got a absolute belligerent
fattest thing you know of
government, and this program proves it.
Federal government. Yeah,
all right, Donald Trump's in the news, and he's doing some cool stuff. We got to tell you about it. Even though I don't think Donald's our friend, he's doing some cool things. We'll tell you about it all in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. Before we get to the Trumpster and the update there, as I mentioned before the pause, Kurt, you know how they have an operation for everything government does, like a new program you find out it's like Operation Paperclip or Operation this or that? I decided this one's called, you know, this trucker program where they're going to spend all this money, what, $2.6 million on helping obese truckers and stuff like that. They'd call you and try to talk you out of, you know, getting chicken fried steak or something like that at the next truck stop or whatever. Maybe they'd put together an exercise program for you where they could, you know, it's like 1984 exercise programs or something. I decided that it's called Operation Fat Albert, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well,
it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, Bill Cosby's, you know, taking a beating now. And Bill Clinton's just fine, even though he's got a new bimbo, a big busted bimbo, they say. That's going on. But don't worry. I think they'll just call it Operation Fat Albert. You know. All right. Yeah. The Trumpster's in the news, huh, Kurt? Donald's, again, making headlines, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, in this case, we're talking about, I guess he's said that he would tap Sarah Palin for a cabinet post. You know, it's at least when I saw
that,
I thought, yeah.
Donald Trump's listening to Liberty Roundtable, sir. You and I have pushed idea to run around and announce your team as you go, garnering support and consolidating groups of conservatives. Collaboration is the term that I'd use for it, Kurt. So now Sarah Palin's probably going to be pretty on the Trumpster, and maybe they could work together and really do a good work. And it lets us know you're not just electing Donald now, Kurt. The Donald, you're electing people around him, too. So you're saying, hey, I believe in Donald. I believe in Sarah. I believe in, you know, whoever he announces next. I think the strategy personally is brilliant, but it came from the Bogreich campaign back in the early 90s. That's where we first heard about it. And then we've been talking about it as a great solution ever since. And what if Donald runs around and he's like, yeah, I'm going to put Richard Mack in charge of the IRS so he can shut it down. Or I'm going to. And what if he just ran around and you'd almost elect a whole team, Kurt? Wouldn't it be phenomenal?
Well, yeah. You know, and I guess he was appearing on Sarah Palin's, I guess she's got a radio show called Mama Grizz. He was appearing on there. And
she didn't call us to ask us to syndicate her show, Kurt. What's up with that?
Good point. They call her Mama Grizzly. I had not heard where that kind of came from, but I guess a caller asked, well, hey, would you get Sarah Palin to be part of it? And he responded that he would probably want her in the executive branch, you know, somewhere in there. She's a special person, he says. He likes that she's got 4 million Facebook followers. He says, I'm looking at some of these candidates. They're weak, they're ineffective, and I agree. That's almost hard to believe. And, you know, they like the Sarah Palin kind of strength, he says. You just don't see very much of it anymore, Trump.
Yeah, I concur with Trump. And not only that, it's pretty neat to back a woman. I mean, if there's going to be somebody to go against Hillary, don't you think Hillary and Sarah ought to have some debates, Kurt? Just come on.
Oh, yeah.
Get her done.
And I guess that tells about back in 2011 when he and Palin got together. I guess her bus tour stopped in New York, and the two of them ate some pizza at an Albanian chain pizza restaurant.
I'd like to eat pizza with those guys. Maybe they can make Carly Fiorina, Kurt, the chair of the FCC.
Well, yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you could consolidate a lot of these ideas, you know. I don't think you'd put Ted Cruz in charge of getting rid of the Federal Reserve, though. He'd have to dump his wife's job. You know what I'm talking about, Kurt? That wouldn't work for
him. I guess they say that Palin didn't criticize Trump about what he said about Senator John McCain.
I'm sure Palin agrees. John McCain is a war thug. He pretends he's a hero, but he got special protection and special privileges, no doubt about it.
Yep. There you go.
Anyway, I commend the Trumpster for that. Yeah. And that's, you know, again, we got to work together on some of these things.
Yes. Good point.
Now, they say Donald Trump has succeeded in alienating many of his they're federal Republicans too, though, so it's okay. Fellow Republicans with his personal attacks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, I wonder who else might he call on, do you think, Kurt? Do you have any suggestions for him?
Let's see. Well, I mean, I would suggest he look at, you know, Ben Carson, Scott Walker, Rand Paul, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, just go on down the list. Jindal, you know, I mean, I really can't think of a place for Christie, although you did bring up that federal program that...
Hey, put Christie in charge of Fat Albert, Operation Fat Albert. What do you think of that idea? Chris Christie, well, I mean, man, he's in charge of the Fat Albert program.
He knows about losing weight. Sort of.
Now, what's cool about this is that Donald Trump says, hey, Palin's been abused in the media. She handles it so gracefully. And Palin jumped on Donald Trump's demand for Barack to release his birth certificate. So, media admit it, Trump forced the issue, she tweeted. More recently, I guess she told CNN that Trump was a hero for giving voice to the untold millions of fed-up Americans that are concerned about the purposeful destruction of our economy. And rejection of the principles that made America exceptional. See, anyway, all I can tell you, there you go. What do you think? Now, she says, I'm not going to comment on the McCain thing because the media just wants to drive a wedge. And Kurt, these are some savvy media people here, buddy.
Yeah.
Good
well,
work.
That's the point. These guys know what's going on, and they know how it works. They've been, you know, they've been eaten up in many ways and many times by the media. And so they understand the standard practice. I guess you call it standard operating procedure.
You're right. Now, the next headline is equally interesting. Trump schools the Republican establishment. The GOP, beliefs or attacks?
We're talking about the insiders, you know, the big boys, you know, and that kind of stuff. They say that the GOP elites are only making the Donald stronger. This author talks about the Simpsons. I don't know much about them, but he says, kids, you tried your best and you failed miserably. The lesson is never try. I guess that's what the great Homer Simpson said. This author says that's probably how the so-called smart set in the Republican
Party. Do you think Homer
Party
Simpson's great,
feels
Kurt?
These days? No. And that's ever since the Mitt Romney 2012 defeat. This author says that was a loss that caught everyone off guard, except for people who followed public opinion polls or read a newspaper. He says, we Republicans were promised a tough new approach to the presidential primary process. No longer would the non-serious candidates, a term the bigwigs applied to people like Michelle Bachmann or Herman Cain.
But I guess McCain will be in the debates, and none of these people, you know, Scott Walker and none of these guys, they don't even compare when it comes to polling compared to the Donald, Kurt. So
Yeah, should we take them at their word this time?
You know, they say no, they wouldn't be permitted to dominate the news cycles, etc. But, you know, this guy says this time the GOP would be a well-oiled machine with a handful of candidates who quickly and quietly made way for the coronation of King Bush III.
And well yet, said.
Here we are, he says.
Here, if you... Now,
I like it.
And I also find this fascinating because, Kurt, the first GOP debate televised on August 6th coming up is already a backfire for the establishment. Yep. Now, first off, I want you to comment on that, and then I want to make a statement or two on this.
Yeah, they say the real reason is hey, they planned this little thing before, the insiders, and now they've got, 16 of them that are going to be participating, 10 in the main event, and then they're saying they're going to have the other guys in an earlier event, you know, but the bottom line is you got them, you know, at least an out-of-control Republican deal. According to the insiders, it's out of control, you know, because it's supposed to be a Jeb Bush, you know, love fest. You know, the Republican elite, they say, despises Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz. And I thought, that's interesting. They leave out Rand Paul.
Yeah, they don't even want to talk about Rand because he's the most viable candidate of all of them, in my humble opinion. But nevertheless, here's the point, Kurt. What's fascinating to me is they act like Donald's like spanking the mainstream press and schooling the mainstream press. And man, the elites are getting schnookered by the Donald. And I don't believe that for 2 seconds. Because they could black him out tomorrow if they wanted to, Kurt, but they don't. Yeah. And when they don't do that, you gotta be savvy and smart about this stuff, folks. He who owns the media makes the rules. I'm telling you, if they didn't want the Trumpster getting so many headlines, he wouldn't be. So for some degree, they want that, what I'm telling you. Now, they say the debate's telling all. We'll get into that next hour. But it's also this, unlike the D.C. crowd, they say Donald Trump knows something about building brands. And for now, at least he has a brand that sells. We'll get into that, too, because I agree Donald knows what he's doing to a great degree, but I also agree without the help of the mainstream press, he wouldn't even be close to where he is. So don't believe the lie if you think there's no home cooking going on, okay? I'm just telling you. Home cooking all the way, baby. All right, you want to turn your phone into a radio? All right. Sit back, smile, and dial. 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand on the Roku Player free. We're also live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.